Welcome to Indiana Weekend with John Strauss. This is a kind of radio magazine show about the interesting places and intriguing people in our part of the state. We're always interested in your thoughts. Drop us a note at indianaweekend@gmail.com with your suggestions and comments. Let us know what's going on where you are. It is harvest season, time for the combines in the fields and long days bringing in the crop. It's the same idea but a little different at a farm in Grant County, Victory Acres. The 114-acre farm is an example of community-supported agriculture, as it's known. The land has been connected to the family of Eric Heimlich for a long time, and we met with him out in the fields.
We've been here for seven generations here at Victory Acres. And actually, this place was homesteaded during Martin Van Buren's administration in the 1830s. And then our relatives kind of took up the story in the 1860s. And then my great-great-grandfather built the house on the hill and raised 12 children there. My grandfather, when he came back from World War II, then raised his family there, including my dad. And then, like a lot of farmers, Grandpa was cash poor but land rich, and had kind of come to the twilight years of his life where he was trying to figure out what to do with this land. And so he was thinking about that. He had really no retirement except the land he was living on. And so he was considering selling off the family farm, which really made me sick at a whole nother level. Well, meanwhile, I was working with an inner city ministry in Indianapolis that I'd helped to start called Victory Inner City Ministries. And we were in relationship with a lot of people that were really busted up and needed to get away from the influences of drugs and alcohol, needed a place of hospitality, a place of healing. And I knew that place. It was the place where I grew up. And so in October 2005, took a three-day prayer retreat here, really sketched out what I could see happening here by faith. And so approached Grandpa about the possibility of the ministry buying the farm on contract and beginning to transform this into a place of ministry. And he felt like that's what they should do. Heimlich family agreed. Our board agreed. And so in 2006, we were off and running. That was the first year that we started the Community Supported Agriculture Program and began to do what we're doing now.
What is Community Supported Agriculture?
Basically, people sign up and then they receive a share of the produce that we produce here at the farm. And so they share in the risk and reward of the farm. So they receive a share of what we grow each week as we distribute during the 20-week season. To our members, they get whatever we harvest. So if we have a bumper crop, they have a bumper crop. If we have a crop failure, they do too. So they sign up and then they get a share of that produce all season long. So for instance, this year, a CSA member would have paid $400 to be a part, and then they would receive a share of the produce for that 20-week season. We grow 40 different varieties of fruits and vegetables, and so there's just all kinds of things that they would get, a lot of which they'd be familiar with and some that they might not. And so things like celeriac, kohlrabi, other sorts of things that they may not necessarily buy in the grocery store, they're gonna get a share of that. But they're also getting just the staples, green beans, potatoes, tomatoes, cucumbers, all those other things.
Some of the people help out.
Yes, we have folks who are what we call work shares. And so rather than paying, they come and spend part of their time helping us to produce this food then so that everyone else can enjoy it as well. And so we have a large number of volunteers here at the farm. We have other folks who come and they work for food. And then we also have folks that are not able to work but are part of our Share-A-Share program. And so then they receive a share of the produce just like everyone else. And it's part of what we do in giving back. We make sure that at least 10% of all the shares that we have are dedicated to our Share-A-Share program to help folks that are in need.
There's a big picture here. This is going on around the country.
Yeah. Community supported agriculture is a bigger thing in a lot of other places. Places like California, New York, Wisconsin, there are hundreds of CSAs. When we started here a few years ago, there were only 16 CSAs in Indiana at the time that Victory Acres began. And still there are just a handful, really, of CSAs that are what I would call full service CSAs. CSAs that are producing vegetables and meat and you know, other sorts of items as well that are available to their members. And so we're one of just a handful here in this area. And so in a lot of ways, we've for the last several years been breaking ground here. A lot of people don't even know what CSA stands for, let alone know what it really represents. They go to the grocery store to get their vegetables, and that's pretty much the only way that they know that it can be gotten. But yes, there's a national movement to get quality, locally grown, sustainably grown produce. People want to know where does my food come from? Who is my farmer? How is it grown? And more people are asking those questions all the time.
How about the connection between the farming piece of this and the ministry piece?
Yeah, well, we see that they're connected. You know, we've got a farm here that needs people to do good work. And we're in relationship with a lot of people who need good work to do. And so putting those two pieces of the puzzle together, it's beneficial to both. It helps us. We are so grateful for the folks that God sends to us, and for the work that that they help us to do here in growing vegetables. But it's also incredibly healing to them to come to a place like this that's very different from what many of them have been used to, and do work that is very, very far removed from anything that they've ever known. And to be able to see the little miracles that are going on all the time. And I tell people that we do the stuff that we think is the hard work. You know, we take seeds every spring and we stick them down in the ground. And then there's this miracle life that happens. You know, the roots go down and the leaves come up and they take in sunlight, and this whole process of photosynthesis happens. And it's just, it's amazing. It's a miracle, really. So being able to be out here in nature experiencing those miracles day by day really is healing. And it brings us closer to land, but also closer to God. So there's a ministry that we see both in helping people who are trying to get away from addiction and trying to get away from influences in the past that have brought them to some really, really rough places. But there's also a ministry in serving the people of our community with quality food. Where are you going to go and be able to get access to good quality fruits and vegetables? Now, I know there's plenty of good stuff in grocery stores, but it's very impersonal there. And so the connection that people have here, it's not just about food. It's about the community. It's about the relationships that are formed and grow in a place like this. And so there's just a common ground here that brings people together that otherwise might never have any point of connection. And people from different economic and socioeconomic backgrounds, people from different political backgrounds, people from a variety of different religious or non-religious views, but we all have to eat, and we all know we should probably be eating better than we are. And so when people come to Victory Acres, it's a welcoming place, and there's something spiritual about that.
Eric Heimlich, head of Victory Acres, the Grant County farm that's an example of what is known as community-supported agriculture and has been connected with Victory Inner City Ministries in Indianapolis. During this harvest season, they're raising hope along with their other crops.
Bringing in the sheaf, bringing in the sheaf, we shall come rejoicing, bringing in the sheaf.
Indiana Weekend, Real Radio from just down the road. Look for that name on Facebook and drop us a line. Let us know what you think at indianaweekend@gmail.com. Now here's John Strauss.
As we visited Victory Acres, we met Tom Houck, the farm's manager. He's the only paid member of the staff, and as we found out, has a story of his own.
We've had a really, really hard year this year because of all the rain through June and July. And it's just what happens when it rains that much is your plants don't want to get their feet wet, so they want to stay above it. So like when everybody's grown tomatoes, you know how you got that little root ball at the bottom? Well, see, they didn't do that this year. They fingered out because they didn't want to get down in there. So what happens when it rains hard, like we had all that rain, is it bounces back up. It's called early blight, and it just zapped our tomatoes. This year has been rough because it rained. We got all the water we needed for the whole year in 2 months, and then it got dry, so it was really, really hard just to move on from there. But all in all, through it all, we made it.
And this kind of farming, this sustainable kind of farming, presents some challenges. I mean, what are the pros and the cons?
The pros and the cons of a sustainable farm is it's basically for us. Well, what will we do to make it work? So as you can see, I have compost piles all over, and that's giving back to the soil. That's the main thing in sustainable farming, is you want to amend your soil at all times. You want to constantly give back. You're giving back to the soil. You're giving back to rebuild. Because if you don't, it's just dry and it's no good. You can't use it.
There's something beyond farming here, though. There's kind of a mission.
This is definitely a ministry first, above all else. And the mission is to bring good work to people who might not know about it, and hard work. But through it all, it's to show the love of Christ. That's what it is. We work a lot on faith here, because as you see, Brad behind that was helping me as a volunteer. That's it. And it was me out here all day. So, you know, the mission is here is to bring good food to people at a decent price, and show them and allow them to come in and see what we do. And they can come out here anytime and see where they're, instead of getting a 3,000 mile salad, you're getting a naturally grown right here in Indiana, right out your backyard from Uplands.
Sounds like you enjoy what you do.
Oh yes, this is a passion that I have. It's even went on a little bit farther than this now, but I just love to grow vegetables. My testimony is 10 years ago, we probably wouldn't be having this conversation. I was an alcoholic, and through it all, I gave my life to God, and I was in prison and took a master gardening course. And in prison, you're looking for a time cut. You want out of prison as quick as you can, okay? But they didn't give one. But I stuck with it. And through God's big plan of all of it, he showed me Eric. And he showed Eric me. And we just come together one day. And I was actually at a church. And come out here and met Terry, who walked me through the greenhouse. And then Eric was up on the hill. But this is my impression of Eric first time I met him. Okay? I said, hi. And his dad introduced me. He said, hello, this is Tom. And Eric said, hey, how's it going? But he's on the phone, but he's a busy man. And once we got to, but God just kept throwing us into each other's path. And it's just become a passion. I mean, we're building a community of people throughout the community, if that makes sense. And I'm just want to be a part of this farm, and I believe in this farm.
Nobody's perfect. Everybody has problems.
Right.
Everybody has things that they struggle with. Is there something about working on the farm you think that heals people or helps?
Oh, yes. Yes, it's definitely healing. Just being out amongst all this. I mean, my office is 114 acres. If I don't want to start the morning out where I should, I can go for a walk anywhere. You know what I mean? And it does. It's a relaxing. It's easier for me to talk to a man like the guy I'd be discipling to out here. Number one, a guy's going to open up out here quicker than anything else because he's working side by side with another guy. You just start talking, and I always do it like a tennis match. You know, hey, what do you think? You know, what's your spiritual walk? And then it just opens the door, just back and forth. And the person will open up, and it's relaxing. I mean, look, this is beautiful. I mean, that's great. I love it. I wouldn't change it for the world. I ain't gonna work for
Maggie's Ma no more. That's Tom Houck, manager at Victory Acres in Grant County, the sustainable farming project with a spiritual mission. Coming up, talking with Victory Acres' Eric Heimlich about the connection he sees between his farm near Upland and the troubled east side of Indianapolis where his ministry began. I ain't gonna work
on Maggie's farm no more. This is Indiana Weekend with John Strauss on Indiana Public Radio.
Can you talk about the need on the east side of Indianapolis and the need here in Grant County?
Well, I've lived in both places. I've lived here, grown up all my life here in Grant County, all my early life here. And then I lived for many years on the Near East Side of Indianapolis. And one of the common denominators in both places is that there are people stuck in both places who can't afford to go anywhere else. They have nowhere else to go. They feel trapped. And so what I hear and see in both places in terms of rural poverty and poverty in the inner city, is this challenge, this problem for people of disempowerment, you know, not feeling like they have any control. To use the Monopoly analogy, they keep going around and passing go and collecting $200, but they own no property. They have no opportunity. There's no way to actually break that cycle that they're in. And so for us here, it's a little bit like the story of the little red hen, you know, who will help me plant the seed. We're giving people opportunity that they may never have had before. There are many people who come here who never could own a farm of their own. They never could be able to save up enough money in any number of lifetimes to be able to do what they have the privilege and opportunity of having a piece of here. A piece of both the opportunity to be involved in that work, but also the opportunity to be able to eat the benefits and reap the harvest from that work. So what we're giving them is this opportunity to share, we believe, in the shalom, the health, the wholeness, the good life that God intends for all of his people everywhere. And so that's part of what we want to do here is we believe that the poor should be more than just objects of our pity. We believe that God wants them to sit at our table. We believe that he wants them to enjoy the same kind of good food that we want for our children, for them to be able to benefit from that. Not just to be able to get the bag of groceries that we say they should have, but that they should have a part in the process. And that is incredibly empowering. And so I believe that what we're doing here is significant in a number of levels, but it's significant in changing the paradigm, changing the worldview. As one young man told me a few years ago in inner city Indianapolis, he said, "Why does it matter how I do in school?" He said, "Everybody that I know is either dead or in prison by the time they're 25. Well, that's the worldview he was working from. You know, having lived all of his life in the hood, never being outside of this little box. And so when he came here and spent time here at Victory Acres, it changed his whole worldview, changed his paradigm. He began to see that there is a world outside of everything that I've known. And that was incredibly empowering for him. And it's been incredibly helpful for others. And so that's part of what we're doing here, is giving people a piece of the farm, giving them a piece of the opportunity to be able to enjoy a place like this that they would never otherwise be able to enjoy.
Do you ever get the feeling that some people in society have given up on the disadvantaged? That some people think, well, that's too big, there's nothing we can do?
I think that there are two equally unhelpful views of poverty and issues related to poverty. One is this idea of the noble poor, that, you know, they're just down and out, and if they just were given this helping hand, everything would be different. Well, people are not down and out without a reason. We've all made choices, and our choices take us places. And so I think that at some point we have to recognize that and understand that, take responsibility for that, and begin to do what we can to move to the next level. But I think the other side of that is what you're talking about, that people say, you know, there's no hope for these people. These people are who they are. They're always going to be that. But we are people of resurrection hope. We believe that there is the ability to change, that God is at work transforming everyone, including us. And so as we walk the road with people here, and we mean that, we're walking the road together, there are opportunities that God gives us to be a blessing to each other. And that, we believe, is the relationship that God wants and intends for us. Again, we don't want the poor to just be our charity cases, the recipients of our largesse, but we want them to sit at our table. We want them to experience that same wholeness and health and healing that God wants for all of his children. And so for us, welcoming them to the farm, making them part of our lives, having them sit at our table, and being a part of all this is part of what we call redemptive relationships. And we have watched that transformation of people that, you know, been in prison and been in addiction and deep, deep, dark places. But that the farm has been a piece in the overall puzzle that God has used in helping them move from addiction to recovery. And so we don't hold ourselves out as solving their problems and meeting every need they have. We walk the road together with people, recognizing that we're broken, sometimes in different places than they are, but we're broken too. But there's hope for everybody. There really is hope.
And people also encounter you through the store.
Yep. Yeah, we have a small farm store. A lot of people find it by accident. It's not very well advertised, but we have meat, we have eggs, generally, except when they're sold out. We have maple syrup, we have honey when it's available. We have various farm products that are part of what we grow and produce here that are available to anyone to come and to purchase. And there are other things that are available to our members only when we have a limited supply. But yeah, we have a farm store that's here, and it's a honor system store. So there's generally someone around here between business hours to help you if you need help, but most folks help themselves.
There are always challenges in farming, and that's the case here. There are deer that come and take their share, and cabbage moths, and too much rain, and not enough rain, and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, this is our 10th growing season, and in these last 10 years, we've seen a lot of different weather conditions, a lot of challenges agriculturally in terms of growing. Not enough rain, too much heat, not enough heat, all kinds of swings in weather patterns that are certainly haven't been normal to us or normal to this this region or this area. So yeah, there are lots of challenges. And when you're growing organically, you're growing healthy soil is what you're growing. And so what we've tried to stay focused on here is working for the long haul.
Eric Heimlich, head of Victory Acres, the Grant County farm that's an example of community-supported agriculture and has been connected with Victory Inner City Ministries in Indianapolis. Victory Acres provides its members with farm products that are certified naturally grown, chemical-free. As part of the ministry, some of the folks working on the farm are given a chance to rebuild their lives. That's our show for today. I'm John Strauss. Big thanks to our producer, Sean Ashcraft. Glad you could join us this time. Hope you'll stay in touch. Drop me a note at indianaweekend@gmail.com if you would like more information or have a suggestion. In the meantime, thanks and have a great week. Until we meet again on the next Indiana Weekend on Indiana Public Radio.
Indiana Weekend with host John Strauss. Our show is engineered at Indiana Public Radio, produced by Sean Ashcraft. Major support for Indiana Weekend comes from IPR's listeners. We hope you'll join your friends who are IPR members. You can go to indianapublicradio.org or give us a call at 1-800-646-1812. Join us again next week for Indiana Weekend with John Strauss here on Indiana Public Radio.
Hi, just a reminder that we're in our fall fundraising campaign. Love to hear from you. Could you help give us a boost? Your support ensures that we can continue shows like Morning Edition, All Things Considered, and even Indiana Weekend. Please donate at indianapublicradio.org or give us a call right now at 1-800-646-1812.